I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's take a look at what's going on in the world of sports. Of course, we had the Chiefs game last night to kick off the National Football League season. The back-to-back Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Baltimore Ravens at Arrowhead Stadium. This one was not without mistakes, but sometimes you get that on the first game of the season. But the Chiefs found a way to make some good plays on defense and get into the end zone enough on offense. Of course, Mitch Holthus had the call of the game. You heard it last night right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, KNSS.
First down, goal to go for the Chiefs, leading 13-10 early in the third quarter. Motion by Xavier Worthy. Humphrey ready to snap the ball. Pacheco will get it on a handoff, waits for a block, churning his feet. And they'll push him back. He'll gain only a half yard. And now second effort. Did they blow it dead? They did not. They couldn't bring down Pacheco. Touchdown, Kansas City. Play to the whistle or beyond it. And the Chiefs have six. Patrick Mahomes was the guy who pushed Pacheco into the end zone.
Love to see that energy. Patrick Mahomes getting himself in the mix there. Love it. Play through the echo of the whistle. That's what Marty Schottenheimer used to teach us, and that's exactly why they were successful on that play.
He puked on the sideline, and now he gets the sweet nectar of the end zone on an empty stomach.
All right, well, the Chiefs found a way to pretty much tab the lead in this whole game. But who had the ball last? Ooh, the Baltimore Ravens, who drove down the field in the closing seconds. And on the final play of regulation, a chance to get in the end zone and either go for the tie, or it appears the Ravens were going to go for two and go for the win if they can get the touchdown.
Third down, but it's moot. 5 seconds left to go in the game. Ravens trailing 27-20 to the Chiefs. 5 seconds left. Ravens at the 10-yard line of Kansas City. Chiefs trying to play picket fence defense at the goal line. Jackson's been elusive in this game. Big rush by Kansas City. Spinning around is Jackson. He will throw it late at the back of the end zone, and the pass is caught. It's a touchdown for the Ravens. 9 yards deep in the end zone by Isaiah Likely. And what a great play by Lamar Jackson to keep the play alive and find Likely at the back of the end zone. Now will the Ravens go for two to try to win it?
Rolling on the field is a touchdown. The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over.
Sean Hockley, I've never loved you more, brother. Incomplete, and Kansas City wins this game by a toenail.
Literally, yeah, it was that close. Chiefs win it 27-20 in the season opener. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Thank you to the fans. They were great today, as they always are. But what a wild environment down there. It was two heavyweights in a fight right down to the end. And when they say it's a game of inches, it might be shorter than that.
All right, the Chiefs start out 1-0. College football tomorrow. 16th-ranked Kansas State heading to New Orleans to take on Tulane. Rain is in the forecast. First visit for the Wildcats to New Orleans in 36 years. Ooh, it's an early start, too. Got to watch that when you're on the road. K-State is a 9-point favorite. Live coverage of the Wildcats at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The game will kick off at 11 a.m. tomorrow, and that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. 19th-ranked Kansas is also on the road tomorrow at Illinois. Both teams are 1-0. Jayhawks are a 4.5-point favorite on the road. It's going to be a big crowd. Illinois' Memorial Stadium is sold out for the first time in 8 years for this one. Jayhawks and the Illini, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, and that is nationally televised on FS1. Division II football, 3rd-ranked Pittsburgh State. The Gorillas are on the road at Missouri Southern State in Joplin. That'll kick off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Fort Hays State is ranked now 24th in the nation, first ranking in 6 years. Fort Hays State 1-0, hosting Missouri Western 1-0, 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Hays. Friends University is ranked 24th in the nation, and the Falcons are off to a 1-0 start. Friends hosting Ottawa in a big game. That'll kick off at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Home opener for Friends on the west side of town, as the Falcons look to go to 2-0 and stay nationally ranked. junior college football, Butler Community College at Ellsworth in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Butler looking for its first win of the season. Dennis Higgins will have the call of the Grizzlies at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and that game is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. How about this game? It's basically a national championship game in early September. Number 2 Hutchinson Community College visiting number 1 Iowa Western. That'll kick off at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Council Bluffs. What a game early on in the season. High school football, one of the best games on opening night tonight, is in six-man. Number 1 ranked Cunningham on the road at number 3 South Barber over in Kiowa. Big match in six-man football tonight to get the season going. Racing tomorrow night at 81 Speedway, the Heartland Modified Touring Series, and we have the 52nd annual Truett and Osborne Bike Drags at the Kansas International Dragway in Mays all day Saturday and Sunday. And one of the great running events, cross country, the 76th annual JK Gold Classic, hosted by Wichita State tomorrow morning. The new course is in southeast Wichita at the old Clap Golf Course at Oliver and Harry. A lot of college and high school athletes taking part there. And the baseball, the Kansas City Royals are hosting the Minnesota Twins at home this weekend with huge playoff implications with 3 weeks to go, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tonight's game is here on KNSS, weekend games on KFH. Royals have a 5-game lead for a playoff spot right now in the American League. Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. Located in northeast Wichita, Bel Air Recovery Center. Improve the lives they touch. It is 6:24 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have traffic and weather coming your way. And body weight and health will be the topic on A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta next on KNSS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.